Hello children, I am Sunita Mishra, TGT English, ACS number 3, Tarapur. Hope all of you are doing fine. In our last class, we read the lesson Weathering the Storm in Erschema. Just let me briefly review what we learnt in the last class. As you know, Odisha experienced superstorm in October 1999, and a particular village in which Prasant went to visit his friend, he had to face the devastation of the superstorm. Prasant, he was there with his friend, away from his own village Kalikuda. There for two nights he was stranded on the roof of the house of his friends. After 2 days, when the rain stopped, he decided that though the roads were full of waist deep water, he has to leave and look for his own family. To find out his own family is okay or not, or how, whether the storm has affected them or not. So the way back from his friend's house to his own village was not an easy one. First, it was 18 kilometers away. Second, the roads were full of water, and again the most hateable thing is that he found that the roads with the water, there was floating dead bodies of human beings and carcasses of the dead animals. Somehow he reached his village, found that his house was already broken, nobody was there in his house. Then he went to the Red Cross shelter home, and there he met his family, who looked very worried and they were all injured. So when he saw the condition of his family and the other people who were there in the shelter home, he decided to take some steps. Though he was very sad because many of his family members were affected, they were injured, still he controlled his emotion and decided that he will take the situation in his own hand, take charge of the situation. Because he saw there was nearly around 2,500 people who were there, and many of the people, near around 86 people, were killed in the storm. And those people who had taken shelter in the Red Cross house, they have lost their property. And they have been there for 4 days. And they had nothing to eat. Somehow they could manage only raw coconuts, and they were managing with that. But that was not sufficient. Again, number of coconuts were also not sufficient. Then Prasant decided one thing. He decided that he will make a committee, form the committee and of elders and youth, and they went to persuade the local merchant to share some grains that he had in his godown. The first success came at that time when the merchant agreed to share some rice. They brought the rice, cooked it and distributed the rice to people. Though people found that the rice were not very fresh, it was rotten rice, still they ate it because they had not eaten anything for 4 days. Some amount of coconut, only the raw coconut, they managed. Otherwise, they had not eaten anything. So they ate that rotten rice that was available that time. The next task which was before him was that the the shelter home in which they were living, it was very filthy. It was full of garbage, excretory waste, dead bodies. The material used to bandage the injuries, all those things were lying there. So he motivated the people to first clean that area. The next thing after cleaning was how to arrange food. That time helicopter was taking rounds to supply food grains, to drop food grains, airdrop it. But somehow they passed over their village and didn't drop sufficient. They couldn't know that here people are waiting for food. They couldn't know. Here, Prasant had an innovative idea. He asked the children to lie down on the sand and keep empty vessels, empty utensils on their stomach to pass the message to the helicopter that they have nothing to eat. And his idea was very successful. The helicopters which were flying that time, they could see and they could understand the message they were giving, and they started dropping food regularly. So now, first day, food cleanliness attained, then food was arranged. After that, he saw that there were many orphan children who were missing their parents, were missing their family members. So he arranged for them another place so that they can have some relaxing time. He just made the shelter with the help of polythene sheets. And he asked the women, there were many women who had lost their families. Both of them are in same grieving condition. Children have lost their family members, elders, and women have lost their family members. So he thought that here the women can take care of the children better. So somehow children were taken care of. After that, naturally, after some days they were feeling very worse because their own family members were not there around. So he asked those women to join a food for work program that was organized by some NGO so that they can earn something and they can keep themselves busy. Just look, Prasant was only a 19 years old boy, but he could think of all these things. He could be a leader. And he could motivate the people to do these things. That's not all. When government help came, government decided that children, orphans should be sent to the orphan center and the widowed women, they will be sent to another place. But Prasant resisted to this. His idea was that if children go to orphan home, in orphanage they will miss their family members, they will miss the care of the family. And women, if they go to separate place, they will be miserable. So why not put them at one place where the women will take care of the orphan children? He could persuade the government, and at last that kind of arrangement was made. So this way both the grieving groups were benefited. Like this, different kinds of works were taken up by him, and 6 months passed. Prasant was so much engrossed in helping others that he forgot his own pain. He had also lost property and house, but in others' happiness, he forgot his own pain, and he came out of his gloom and smiled. So this story gives us a very important message. Whenever any disaster strikes us, we should not always expect that government will do this for us. Government did not do this for us. Local people should also take initiative. Local people can know the need of their people better.
So they should come and join hand with government and take care of the people.
Another thing, children, just look at the title of the lesson. It's Weathering the Storm in Etsema. It's very justified title, isn't it? Here, instead of sitting hand in hand, Prasanth took the initiative, and when he was so much enthusiastic, other people also joined him, and they successfully took care of the people who were affected by the disaster. That is why the title is very justified, that they could easily face the disaster and the destruction that was made by the storm. Hope you like the lesson and you have got some motivation from the works of Prasanth. Thank you, children.